From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancar with your headlines for Tuesday, March 10th.
Coming up, gas prices are jumping across California after the conflict in Iran pushed oil prices higher. We'll have a look at what drivers are paying now.
Also, Oroville is soon removing fluoride from its drinking water.
And a legal battle over a proposed overhaul of Shasta County elections isn't over. Hear what the measure would do and what happens next.
More just ahead. But first, more on a major power outage in Chico yesterday.
The outage in West and Central Chico started around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and was caused by damaged equipment inside a PG&E substation. A spokesperson for the utility said a technician spotted a damaged bushing on a transformer, and PG&E shut off power for safety reasons. The source of the damage was unclear. About 7,400 customers were without power at one point. The failure largely affected the Avenues neighborhood and downtown, including Chico State. Power was restored around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oroville will soon stop adding fluoride to its drinking water. The State Utility Board formally gave the city permission last month to stop using the cavity-fighting mineral in the public water supply. This comes nearly 2 years after the City Council passed a resolution requesting Cal Water to stop fluoridation. Residents spoke for and against removing fluoride from taps last fall. Several public health experts said getting rid of fluoride will end up worsening health outcomes for the community. City Administrator Brian Ring told NSPR that Cal Water will begin sending out notices to customers informing them of the change. He said fluoride should be completely removed by the end of April.
In Shasta County, a controversial measure could again be headed to June's primary ballot. The measure would ask voters whether to change the county charter to add new election rules. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, those would include voter ID requirements, hand-counting ballots, and limited voting to a single day. Shasta Scout reports all of those changes would violate state and federal law. Last week, a Shasta judge issued a temporary restraining order barring the county from spending more money to place the measure on the ballot. But days later, the election staffer who helped move the measure forward successfully appealed the ruling. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for later this month.
President Donald Trump's war in Iran is leading to pain at the gas pump. The Auto Club AAA reports the conflict has led to significant increases in crude oil prices. The state average for a gallon of regular gas yesterday was about $5.20. That's up 54 cents from a week ago. In Butte and Shasta counties, a gallon of regular is just under $5. On social media, Trump said more expensive oil in the short term is a small price to pay for national security.
Governor Gavin Newsom's administration announced last week it's doling out another round of state grants to help local governments combat homelessness. As CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports, some lawmakers say it's taking too long for local governments to access the funds.
Before Newsom took office, California didn't really have a comprehensive plan to tackle homelessness. The Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention, or HAP, grant program was created in 2019 with the goal of getting counties more funding to help folks get off the streets.
But it came with no strings attached, no accountability, no transparency. That's changed dramatically.
In the last year or so, Newsom's called for more accountability for counties that use these grants and wants to see empirical results. This came after a state auditor report in 2024 found California didn't track how billions of dollars were spent to reduce homelessness. But some lawmakers say it's taking too long for counties to access HAP grants because of additional transparency measures. Newsom announced the latest round of grants last week, over 600 days after they were signed into law. Here's Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Los Angeles during a recent budget hearing.
When we, you know, vote to authorize money and make resources available and find out many months later that those resources have not yet hit the street, it makes all of our heads want to explode.
Newsom has said he won't include more money for homelessness grants in this year's budget unless counties reduce their homelessness counts. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Lastly, a bill in Sacramento would make California's popular library parks pass program permanent. The program lets libraries loan out passes for free entry to state parks. But the state's legislative analyst's office says lawmakers should reject the proposal as California faces an $18 billion budget deficit. Supporters say the $7 million program helps expand access to state parks and brings more people into local libraries.
And those were your headlines for Tuesday, March 10th.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Claudia Brancart.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.